I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. The Nigerian army hopes that fighting with Boko Haram is actually nearing an end, but it might not fix all the problems. UNICEF recently said more than a million kids have been displaced by the violence. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says the displacement could actually hurt them in the long run.
This has been going on since 2013, so some of these kids have been out of school for quite some time.
But Christian Aid is partnering with a local ministry to bring a brighter future within reach.
Christian workers are working to meet immediate needs, but what they plan to do is send up to 200 children to rural schools in safe areas in Adamawa and Niger State. And whenever these ministry workers are reaching out, they're always sharing the love of Christ.
Keep listening to help Christian Aid restore these kids' futures. And Keys for Kids also focuses on child development. Did you know that it takes 30 million words to jumpstart your child's lifelong learning journey? Executive Director Greg Yoder wants to know what you'll fill that 30 million space with.
What we're encouraging people to do is make sure that they're talking to their kids, but not just talking to them in a way that you and I would talk to on a regular basis, but making sure that we're talking to them about Christ.
Keys for Kids devotionals are a perfect tool to help kids deal with issues that they face today. And they're not the only ones. Sometimes we parents have off days too, and we might need a shot of guidance or encouragement, just like the kids get in their devotionals. Keys for Kids has you covered there, too, starting January.
We're coming out with this new program called Parent Minute. And Parent Minute is a real parent talking to real parents about real kid issues.
We've got links to the devotionals and programs at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.